مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم says that the one to be the closest to me on the day of judgment shall be he who recites the most Durood Sharif upon me. My dear viewers, let's make it a habit of ours to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regularly. Let's recite the Durood now. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are listening to speaking about the seerah, the blessed life, the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, the greatest of mankind, the greatest of biographies, my dear viewers, the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now recently, alhamdulillah, we heard the love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had possessed for his beloved wife, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra, and how suddenly during the 10th year after prophethood, this is the date we're on now, but on the 10th year after the first revelation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always a prophet, kuntu nabiyyan wa adama bayna ruhi wal jasad, that I was a prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I was a prophet when Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was yet between his soul and the body, yet between water and soil, ma'i wa teen, my dear viewers. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always a prophet, but when he received the revelation at the age of 40, 10 years subsequent to this, the incident of the passing away of his uncle in Shawwal, Abu Talib, the passing away of his beloved wife, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra, the mother of believers, radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she was actually also the mother of all of his children, my dear viewers, other than one, other than Hazrat Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was born to Hazrat Maria Qibtiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had lost her. He called it the year of sorrow, Amul Huzn, my dear viewers, and then he makes his way to Ta'if. In the previous episode, I gave an introduction to Ta'if as to how it was inexplicitly mentioned within the Qur'an al-Kareem and how great of a city it is. MashaAllah, it is generally also a very beautiful city, one with beautiful weather. It is a little different to Al-Makkah al-Mukarramah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there, and he said that he went with Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And some say that Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu actually met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the way, and then he continued with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It said that during the incident of Ta'if, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it takes approximately 2 days of a walking distance, and they went on foot. You see, because at this time, my dear viewers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not under anybody's asylum or protection. So in order, as we would say, to keep low key, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone to Ta'if. Now, upon reaching Ta'if, there's difference of narration as to whether he immediately first went to the leaders or whether he first spoke to some of the people. But it's mentioned that the people, they rejected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he went to the leaders, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now, the leaders at the time, it was not one person, but rather it was three. There was one by the name of Abdi Yalil, he was one brother. Another brother was Mas'ud, and the third brother was somebody by the name of Habib. These were all the children of an individual by the name of Umar ibn Auf. So first, Umar ibn Auf used to be the head of the Banu Thaqif, my dear viewers, but then when he died, he had three sons, And rather than these three sons fighting amongst themselves, they made a deal that all three of them shall rule together. So the Prophet ﷺ had called for each and every single one of them, for all of them to come, and he was to meet them. When the Prophet ﷺ approached them, and he informed them about his being a prophet, about the message, when he called them to Islam, to the deen, the one and only correct religion that he was. Now these people, they did not just reject, but mazallah, they mocked Rasulullah ﷺ. One thing is to simply reject somebody's offer, to refuse. But they, mazallah, they mockingly, they refused Rasulullah ﷺ. He said that one, what he said, and this is very, very sad. يُمَرِّتُ ثِيَابَ الْكَعْبَ. He says that إِن كَانَ اللَّهُ أَرْسَلَكَ. He says that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent you, then he says that he shall rip down the cloth of the Kaaba. And the Kaaba was even sacred to them and he was. Then we might as well rip down the cloth of the Kaaba. This is how one person replies. Another replies that, astaghfirullah. Ama wajadallahu ahadan yursiluhu ghayrak. That did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not find anybody else to send rather than you? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Mocking Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the third, when he was asked, he says, وَاللَّهِ لَا أُكَلِّمُكَ أَبَدًا لَإِنْ كُنْتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He says, لَأَنْتَ أَعْذَمُ خَطْرًا مِنْ أَنْ أَرُدَّ عَلَيْكَ الْكَلَامِ وَلَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَكْذِبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا يَنْبَغِي لِي أَنْ أُكَلِّمُكَ. He states that I shall not even talk to you. I shall not even talk to you. Because if it is true that you are the Messenger of Allah, then you're too great for me. He says this mockingly. If it is true that you are the Messenger or that you have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you're too great for me, you're too holy for me to be speaking to you. And if you're a liar, then what need do I have to speak to you, mazallah? And dear viewers, they resented Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They did not only refuse him, but then they mockingly refused him. And he stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now remember two of these, Mas'ud and Habib, who are the sons of this Amr ibn Auf, they later accept Islam. But the third one, by the name of Abdi Yalil, is not known as to whether he accepted Islam later or not, Madhivya was. Some state that he did not accept Islam. So they mocked him and they sent him away. But before they sent him away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, okay, that's fine, just promise me one thing though, just please don't tell anybody about me. Don't tell the people of Quraysh that I have come here. Just allow me to remain here for some time and then I shall leave. And he said that they remained true to this promise. They said, that's fine, we won't tell anybody. So this they did. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he began speaking to the people. He began to invite people towards goodness, my dear viewers. He began inviting people towards the religion. And ultimately, this is the true religion, my dear viewers. So people then became inclined to the religion. And he said some people, my dear viewers, had accepted Islam or were close to accepting Islam. And people had in fact actually accepted Islam. And when these leaders, Abdi Yalil, Mas'ud, Habib, who are the sons of Amr ibn Auf, when these leaders saw that in actual fact, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is impacting our people, they became worried. They became worried and they thought to themselves, we must do something about this. Now they became worried that people will be accepting his religion. They will leave us, they will follow him, they will leave our gods, mazallah. This is what they would think. So, then they arranged to, mazallah, send the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of Taif. How did they do this? They did it in the worst possible manner. One thing is to ask somebody to leave, even to exile them. leave our land. But they got the low lives of the tribe, they got the low lives of the city, the thugs, the goons, those individuals, the hooligans, my dear viewers, they went to them and they ordered them to mazallah stone Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So then the people, even they got these slaves to all go and stone Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you were to have one stone thrown at you, then it would kill, it would hurt. And I don't just mean a little pebble, I mean a stone, my dear viewers. And they would throw many stones and rocks at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it said they threw so much that the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to bleed excessively. And his blood, you know, was on his feet, etc. And so much so that sometimes the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was close to losing consciousness. He was close to losing consciousness. Sometimes he would stumble. Allahu Akbar. He would be stoning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would sometimes stumble, Madhi, he would sometimes fall. And then he said, some say that he would even get up in Al-Mawahib al-Dunya estate. That they would pick him up and continue to stone him to make him leave. And then Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it said that yaqihi bi nafsihi hatta laqad shajja. It said that then Hazrat Zayd ibn Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ibn Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he himself then guarded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He allowed the stones to hit him, but he protected Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. As to what happens after him, my dear viewers, there's a hadith sharif in Sahih al-Bukhari. It's mentioned, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha, she later asks that أنها قالت للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هل أتى عليك يوم كان أشد من يوم أحد. She states that, Ya Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, later on in the life, she says, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, was there ever a day which was even more severe than the day of Taif, than the day of Uhud, my dear viewers? Because remember, during the battle of Uhud, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he lost a tooth, or his tooth was chipped. He had a sword striking his shoulder, my dear viewers. And it was a difficult day. Many people were martyred. So she says, was there a day which was more severe, more difficult than the day of Uhud? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replies, لَقَدْ لَقِيتُ مِنْ قَوْمِكِ مَا لَقِيتُ. She says that, I have met with many things from your tribe, from your people, O Aisha. وَكَانَ أَشَدُّ مَا لَقِيتُ مِنْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْعَقَبَةِ. But the most severe of all of these was the day of Aqaba. And this is what he refers to this day. إِذْ عَرَضْتُ نَفْسِي عَلَى بْنِ عَبْدِ يَعْلِيلِ. When I went to Abd Yalil, and he says it kindly. He doesn't say that they mocked me. No. He says, فَلَمْ يُجِبْنِي إِلَى مَا أَرَدْتُ. But they did not answer to what I had wished. What I had wished for them to accept Islam, they did not answer. Although they mocked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what they did, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he remained calm. He just said that they did not answer the way I had wished. And then it says that he was stoned so much so that his own blessed face, my dear viewers, became wounded. And in fact, the words mentioned, فَلَمْ أَسْتَفِقْ إِلَّا وَأَنَا بِقَرْنِ السَّعَالِبِ. And then the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that I was not fully aware of my surroundings. I was not fully aware of my surroundings up until I reached Qarn al-Sa'alib. Qarn al-Sa'alib is many kilometers away, about 5 or so, possibly more, 5 to 10 kilometers away, my dear viewers. Qarn al-Sa'alib is from Ta'if. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was wounded so much that he had no idea of his surroundings up until he went to Qurnus Sa'alib. And it's not known whether Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha radhiyallahu anhu was still with him after this, because Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha radhiyallahu anhu, he himself was also severely wounded. So it's possible they may have split up, maybe not, Allahu A'lam. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had realized, subhanAllah, because he was in so much pain, you can even imagine it was possibly, you know, there was blood coming out from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his body parts, many of you was, and then possibly not his sight also, you know, his head in pain, you have, you know, you're in a state of shock. So we can say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a state of shock. But then he states, this is the same hadith sharif, وَإِذَا أَنَا بِسَحَابَةٍ قَدْ أَذَلَّتْنِي. And then he says, and then suddenly there was a cloud above my head. And this cloud, it had shadowed me. فَنَذَرْتُ فَإِذَا فِيهَا جِبْرِيلُ. And then I saw that there was Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam who was there. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seen Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember that the majority of the times when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, all times other than two, Hazrat Jibreel will come in the form of somebody else. But this time he truly saw this archangel, this great angel, the leader of the angels, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says, to try to quickly pass over the long story, it stated that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then says to him that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of all that has happened to you. And then he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ba'atha ilayka malak al-jibal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the angels of the mountain. The angel of the mountains, my dear viewers, لِتَأْمُرَهُ بِمَا شِئْتَ فِيهِمْ, in order for you to order the angel of the mountains as you wish to order him. Meaning, if you wish, he will. It continues that if you wish, إِنْ شِئْتَ أَنْ أُطْبِقَ عَلَيْهِمِ الْأَخْشَبَيْنِ, that the angel then says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Ya Rasulullah, I am here at your command. If you wish, I will bring the two mountains together, crushing these people within it. But then, what does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reply? Really, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Holy Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have not sent you but as a mercy for the entire world. These people had, mazallah, they had stoned Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. They harmed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam so much that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, traveling so much, he was bleeding from everywhere. And then when he had the option to take revenge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself gave it to him. The angel was sent to him. If you wish, you can take revenge now. How did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply? فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ بَلْ أَرْجُوْ أَنْ يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ مِنْ أَصْلَابِهِمْ مَنْ يَعْبُدَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. He says that, oh angel, no. But rather I have hope. But rather I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make from their offspring such people who will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and they shall not associate any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he suffered so much pain, so much hardship. For what? In order to continue to spread the message of Islam. In order to bring people towards Islam. And to do this, he was merciful. To do this, he was kind. This is also our job. It is also our duty to be kind to those around us. It is also our duty to invite people towards our religion of Islam. Yes, that is the duty of each and every single one of us Madi viewers. So Madi viewers of Madani channel, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after facing all of this hardship, he did not take revenge. It then stated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he then continued, and this was also in Taif, Madi viewers, that he came across a tree. Now remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was finding it difficult, Madi viewers, because he was wounded, he was in a lot of pain. So it said that then he comes to a tree and he sits under a tree. This tree was owned, or this garden in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting, was owned by two individuals. One was Rabi'a ibn Abi Shayba, and the second was Shayba ibn Abi Shayba. These were these two brothers' names. Now, subhanAllah, what a brilliant coincidence this was, and that they were actually also the sons of Abd Manaf. So they were also the relatives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they were from the Quraysh. Yes, they were in Taif and they possessed land in Taif, but they were also from the Quraysh Madi viewers. These two, none of them accepted Islam. They were both killed in the Battle of Badr. But it said that when they saw the state of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one thing which we learn is that this sense of tribalism, being part of a tribe, this was deep within them. This was deep within the hearts, my dear viewers. So much so that, remember, I mentioned at the beginning that the Quraysh were in Al-Makkah Al-Mukarramah, and the Thaqif, they were in Ta'if, and these two were possessed animosity for each other. There was that mutual hatred. And so when these two brothers from the Quraysh, they saw what had happened to, although they themselves hate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, azallah, but after they had seen what happened to him, one of their people, from somebody outside, from their own enemies, from the Banu Thaqif, they thought, how dare they do such a thing? And they felt a little sympathy, they were sympathetic. So they said they had a slave, and this slave went by the name of Addas, and this story is a beautiful story, my dear viewers, the story of Addas. The story of Addas is such that they ordered their slave to go and present, as we mentioned, we have grapes in Ta'if. They asked Addas to go and present grapes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And they saw the state he was in. He must be hungry, my dear viewers. So Addas went and he brought these graves before Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And subhanAllah, it's beautiful what happens. It said that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that when he took a grape, my dear viewers, when he picked up a grape, qala bismillah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then recited bismillah and he placed it in his mouth. ثُمَّ أَكَلَ. Then he ate it. فَنَظَرَ عَدَّاس إِلَى وَجْهِهِ. عَدَّاس, the slave, he looks at the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ قَالَ, and he says, وَاللَّهِ إِنْ هَذَا الْكَلَامُ مَا يَقُولُ أَهْلُ هَذِهِ الْبَلْدَةِ. He says that by Allah, that I swear by Allah. He says that I swear by Allah, he was from those people who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, I swear by Allah, this is not the speech of anybody in these lands. This is not a normal speech. Bismillah, saying the name of Allah, I've never heard this anywhere in these lands. فَقَالَ لَهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So now the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, مِنْ أَيِّ الْبِلَادِ أَنْتْ. From which country, from which city are you? He replied, وَمَا دِينُكْ. What is your religion? قَالَ النَّصُرَانِي مِنْ نِينَوَيْ. He says, I am Christian, I am a follower of Isa والسلام, from Nineveh, my dear viewers. And then when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears him, he says that he is from Nineveh. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مِنْ قَرِيَةِ الرَّجُلِ الصَّالِحِ Yunus ibn Matta, that Nineveh, you are from the city of Yunus ibn Mutta, the Prophet Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Qala wa ma yudrik. He says, and how do you know about Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam? Adda says, so then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, Zaka akhi. The Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he is my brother. Wa huwa nabiyyun misli. And just the way I am a prophet, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam is also a prophet. Fa'akabba, and this is a beautiful thing. That then just immediately, as soon as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam says that you are a follower of Hazrat Yunus, I am also a prophet. Hazrat Yunus is my brother. I am a prophet like him. Allahu Akbar. And then it states, Fa'akabba Addas, the Addas, then quickly he just falls down. Allahu Akbar. He just comes down, he falls down, my viewers. Ala yadayhi wa ra'sihi wa rijlayhi yuqabbiluha wa aslama. That immediately he begins to kiss the blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He begins to kiss the blessed head of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He begins to kiss the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And then he accepts Islam. Allahu Akbar, my viewers of Madani Channel. Addas saw the truth in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how does he react? He kisses his hands. There's no harm in kissing the hands of that person who you respect. He kisses the head. He kisses the blessed feet. There's no harm if you possess true honor for somebody. My dear viewers, he kissed the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said that, you know, that these two people, Shayba ibn Abi Shayba and Rabi'a ibn Abi Shayba, they were both watching from afar. And they were thinking, what's this Addas doing? We when they asked him to go and send greets to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is kissing his hands and his feet. When Addas returns, they say, what's happened to you? He replies that by Allah, there is not a better man than that person. That by Allah, what he told me, no ordinary, no non-prophet could have ever told me this. And he accepts Islam. And in fact, it's mentioned that also during the Battle of Badr, when they were fighting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that these two people, they both died. And they had also ordered Addas to fight against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Addas replies that even if the entire world was to come together, even if the mountains were to come together, they could not harm Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can I go and fight Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam? So many viewers of Manishanam, Alhamdulillah, this was the story of Ta'if, the sad events of Ta'if, but also this beautiful narration about a slave, about a Christian slave from Nineveh, many viewers of Madani Channel, and how he instantaneously began to feel love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. This is all for this episode, my dear viewers. But inshallah wa azza wa jal, we shall be returning next episode. And next episode, what shall we be speaking about? Next episode, we shall hear a little about the jinns. Yes, when the jinns first came and accepted Islam by listening to or by hearing to the verses of the Quran, and followed by that, the next great incident in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the event of Mi'raj. But remember, for now, my dear viewers, make this intention to learn, at least try to listen to all of the episodes, watch all of the episodes of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also read a biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Regularly recite the Ruh Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and continue to watch Madani Channel. That's all for now. Inshallah wa azzurul, we shall have more of the biography very soon. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman. أبدا مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.